This is Akashvani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency Varanasi today and launch projects worth 6,100 crore rupees. He will reach Kashi at around 2 p.m. and will inaugurate the R.J. Sankara Eye Hospital. Later, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects at Sigra Stadium in Varanasi. Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. In line with his commitment to boost connectivity, he will lay the foundation stone for expansion of airport runway and construction of a new terminal building and allied works of Lal Bahadur Shastri International Airport, Varanasi. Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of new civil enclave at Agra, Darbhanga and Bagdogra Airport and will inaugurate new terminal buildings of Rewa Airport, Ma Mahamaya Airport, Ambikapur and Sarsawa Airport virtually. An explosion has been reported outside a Central Reserve Police Force school in the national capital's Rohini area this morning. Delhi police reached the spot. The glasses of a nearby shop and a car were found shattered. Police said no one was injured in the incident. The investigation team, forensic science laboratory team and bomb disposal squad have reached the spot. Investigation into the incident is underway. In Rajasthan, 12 people lost their lives in a road accident last night on National Highway in Dholpur. The incident occurred when a sleeper bus and an auto rickshaw collided. Many of the deceased were children and women. The bus driver and conductor are in critical condition at the district hospital. The air quality in Delhi NCR remains in poor category today. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, at 10 a.m. today, Delhi's air quality was recorded at 265. A thick layer of smog can be seen over Delhi and NCR. The India Meteorological Department has said additional emissions from sources such as stubble and waste burning are likely to deteriorate air quality significantly. To cater to the heavy rush of passengers travelling to northern and eastern states due to ensuing festivals of Diwali and Chhath Puja, Central Railway has announced a total number of 570 special services from various places of Maharashtra, including Mumbai, Pune and Nagpur. These trains include AC specials, trains with mixed combination of AC, sleeper and general coaches, and also unreserved specials. For detailed timetable, passengers can visit www.inquiry.indianrail.gov.in. Odisha will host the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas in the capital city Bhubaneswar from 8th to 10th of January next year. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has approved a proposal in this regard sent by the Union Ministry for External Affairs. The mega event will be held at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, many Union Ministers and Odisha Chief Minister, among other dignitaries, are scheduled to attend the event. The Pravasi Bharatiya Divas is being celebrated to commemorate arrival of Father of the Nation Mahatma Gandhi in India from South Africa on 9th of January 1915. In order to strengthen India-Russia business ties, the Embassy of India in Moscow hosted an India-Russia business-to-business networking dinner for Indian delegates of BRICS Business Forum. Indian Ambassador to Russia Vinay Kumar met with over 80 industry leaders from India and Russia, exploring trade and investment potential and strategic partnerships. New Zealand defeated India by 8 wickets in the first test match at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru today to take a 1-0 lead in the 3-match series. India set up a 107-run victory target for New Zealand to chase after being bowled out for 462 yesterday. The visitors completed it inside 28 overs to register their first test win in India in 36 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.